It has been said that silence is golden, but when it comes to domestic violence, silence can be deadly. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's a time to remind us to speak up and to speak out against domestic violence and to support the victims and the organizations that provide services to those in need. My guest this morning has dedicated much of her adult life to that very proposition. Barbara Neesmay is Executive Director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County, and once again, welcome back to WEMU.
Thank you for having me.
The National Network to End Domestic Violence, Barbara, says 24 people per minute are victims of physical assault, rape, or stalking. More than 12 million people per year. One in four women will be a victim of physical assault, and the numbers are even higher on college campuses and among high school students. Is that something we're seeing in Washtenaw County as well?
Yes, the national trends mirror what is exactly happening right here in Washtenaw County.
Why?
It's because domestic violence and sexual assault know no socioeconomic strata. It is actually the difference that we experience is how the community chooses to respond to it. There are some communities that say it just is what it is, you know, they deserve it, or that's what they chose, or it's not our business, it's private.
And we have a different attitude here.
We absolutely do have a different attitude here. We're fortunate that our community, not just Safe House and not just the people who support Safe House, but the every single system that a survivor might touch has said domestic violence is wrong and we are going to do something about it.
Now, what is sad about all of the statistics that I read is that there are probably even more. We tend to know that a lot of people don't report at all.
That is true. I believe that the national average is one in four cases of domestic violence are actually reported, and I think that's probably about true for us right here in Washtenaw County.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with the Executive Director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County. It's a shelter and service center for local victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Barbara, there seems to be three major barriers to women deciding to report a domestic violence assault or rape. The first is shame, and before we get into the others, I want to focus on shame for a moment. As a man, as someone who has never been victimized, it's easy for me to say, there shouldn't be any shame. Go ahead, report it. But what do we know about the emotional dynamic of shame?
What happens is that the survivor, like you and I, whenever we have a problem, we seek to address it. And sometimes it's a little easier to address a personal problem in privacy. So a lot of survivors are reluctant to talk about what's happened to them, particularly to the people who care about them the most and are close to them, because there's a perception of you're not strong enough and why are you letting this happen to you, mostly because many of us forget that this relationship started because they love each other. Well, she loves him, you know, using those typical pronouns.
Right.
She loves him. And we often lose sight of the fact that there is a belief that their life, that she believes their life would be wonderful. And how is it even possible this is happening? Is it really happening? Is this normal? Especially since we don't talk about it a lot as a society.
The second barrier would be fear. Any victim of domestic assault rightfully would have cause to fear greater pain or perhaps even death if they were to report it. So what do you say to those women?
Many assailants will threaten the survivor with physical harm to them, to their loved ones, to their pets, if they say anything about what's happening. So oftentimes their silence is caused by fear for hurt to them or hurt to the people or pets or something that they love.
Finally, the attitudes of first responders and the possibility of having every life decision put on trial through the judicial system may be too much to bear given the circumstances. Finally, we may be making some progress on that front right here in our community. We seem to be at the forefront of a new attitude.
Yes, I am so proud to say that not just Safe House and the people who support Safe House, but their entire community has said domestic violence and sexual assault are wrong, and we are going to be part of holding assailants accountable because that is one of the key ways of reducing domestic violence on a per incident basis, as well as an attitude in the community that this is something they can get away with. If a new law enforcement officer sees their partner taking it seriously, they will continue in their career to take it seriously. Same with judges, prosecutors, defense attorneys. you can name any system that touches a survivor, and it is up to the people who are sitting in the chairs now training the new people to say, we take this seriously, and we are not going to let them get away with it.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're talking with the executive director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County, Barbara Neese-May. When women and children, their families, come to you at Safe House Center, they're at the very lowest point of their life. Where in the process of life in the shelter does hope start to arise?
Actually, I sincerely believe that it arrives before they even came to us. Hope is sometimes very difficult to muster when you're in a very dark place. But people come to us because they really believe their lives can be better. And to me, that's just plain old hope. Before they walk in the doors, before they pick up the phone, they believe that something can be different. And they've learned that somehow, some way, Safe House can be part of that. And we see ourselves as brokers of hope because we talk about the different services and the different possibilities for them. It's not going to be easy. That's the bottom line. It takes a lot of courage and bravery and inner strength to be able to cross this hurdle. And hurdle is putting it lightly. It is dangerous. It is unknown. It is uncertain what is going to happen in the coming days, weeks, and months with their family and with the assailant. But in the end, we have a lot of information that we can help survivors make decisions with. And because the community supports us, we're able to keep people in front of people who are in crisis like
and
this.
And for those who work with victims of domestic violence, it too can be a dark place to reside on a day-to-day basis. So is that also the foundation of your hope?
Yes. That's a tricky question because every day is different for every person. We have 35 people who work at Safe House. We have 150 volunteers. We're all in the same boat that we have days where we're like, wow, everything worked for this survivor. And then there are days where, oh my gosh, you know, what's going to happen for the survivor and their family?
Once again, October is Domestic Violence Month, and we're talking with Safe House Center Director Barbara Neese-May. For those wishing to show support this month, wearing purple is a way to say to the community, I am aware, I do know, and I want to do something about it. As such, you have the second annual Purple Run coming up.
Yes, that is so exciting. This year, it's actually a timed 5K. Last year, we did it as a simple run just to get things started and work out all the kinks. But we're so proud that local law enforcement are banding together, led, you know, very capably by the prosecutor's office and the University of Michigan Police Department and EMU Police Department is involved. Everybody is involved to say, we want to run domestic violence out of town. And so come join us. You can run, walk, stroll, whatever it is that you do to get through a 5K and support Safe House Center and support the community saying no to domestic violence.
Well, most importantly, how can those in need find you and learn about the resources available to get out of a dangerous situation now?
Absolutely. You can call our 24/7 hotline, and that number is 734-995-5444. We're also on the web at safehousecenter.org, and we have a quick escape bar that will erase the cookies on your history if you're worried. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Feel free to reach out anytime. Just because you reach out to us doesn't mean we're assuming you're ready to leave. We're assuming that you have hope for a brighter future, and we can be part of that.
How many shelter beds do you have in total?
We have 50.
How many are filled right now?
Approximately 75%, and about two-thirds of them are children.
That is absolutely frightening. So what would happen if the situation were to arise that you're full up and you get a call from someone in need?
We never tell anybody we're full. So if someone comes to us and they're in need and they need a place, we're working with them.
Barbara Neese-May, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Barbara Neese-May is executive director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so please be aware. Be vigilant now and throughout the year. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.